Time now for local news on the tornado.
As the summer heat continues to show its effects on the area, it's crucial to not dismiss avoidable harms such as heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Dr. Tara Schmitz with Tara's Thrifty White Pharmacy joined the KDDR studio to talk about how to avoid any heat-related issues. According to Schmitz, heat exhaustion is when the body can't maintain its normal functions because it doesn't have enough fluid to cool itself. This can happen when someone is exposed to a hot, stuffy area for a long period of time, or when a person sweats an excessive amount. Schmidt says that not drinking enough water isn't the only factor.
It can also be due to other factors such as physical health, alcohol consumption, drugs, or a high fever that's not responding to a medicine. Normally, you would think that if the weather is cool and nice, heat exhaustion doesn't occur. That's not true either. We not only receive heat from the weather, but also our bodies produce heat. So when we're doing physical activities, our bodies are generating heat, but because it's cool outside, we don't think that we need to drink as much, and we tend to put ourselves at risk.
Symptoms of heat exhaustion are dizziness, headaches, large amounts of sweating, increased skin temperature, and cool, clammy skin, according to Schmitz. If not treated right away, it could turn into heat stroke, which is a life-threatening illness. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms, go to a cooler location, elevate the patient through their feet, remove or loosen any tight clothing, and put cold compresses with a cold, wet washcloth to the head, neck, armpits, and groin. Do not put ice directly on the skin because this will cause shivering, which will elevate the body temperature even more, Schmidt says. Avoiding these symptoms is relatively simple. Drink lots of fluids. However, not every fluid is going to help to avoid heat exhaustion.
When it's getting hot out, one thing we got to remember to do is drink, drink, drink. Yeah, well, Gatorade is good. It has electrolytes, probably the zero without the sugar. But high sugar content things aren't probably the best for your body. Stick to the sugar-free, low sugar. Water is essentially your best bet.
It's also important to remember that children and elderly people don't sweat as much, so they are not able to cool off as well. Be sure not to leave anyone in a hot car for even a short period of time during summer months. If you see a child left alone in a hot car, take action by dialing 911, or if they are in a dire situation, take action by creating a space for air to flow to save their life. With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sleppy reporting.